Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Institute of International Finance reported that total global debt, as of the end of the third quarter last year, had soared to a record high of $233 trillion. This was 8% higher than 9 months earlier. The components of this debt were amounts owed by governments, the financial sector, other businesses, and by households. This debt amounted to more than triple the gross domestic product of every nation on Earth. What that means is that it would take 100% of future income for more than the next 3 years to pay this off, with nothing allocated for current payments or expenses. The prospect of aggressively repaying this debt is obviously not realistic. At about the same time, the Swiss bank Credit Suisse issued its annual report on global wealth at a total of $280 trillion. If both the debt and asset figures were accurate, that would indicate that if almost every worldwide asset were sold, then all debt could be paid. But don't breathe a sigh of relief just yet. You see, the debt figures completely omit any amounts for the net present value of unfunded liabilities owed by governments. In America, for example, the federal government as of the end of the third quarter last year owed a net present value of unfunded Social Security and Medicare future payments of about $75 to $95 trillion. For state and local governments and government school districts, you can easily add another $10 trillion. Then there are the unfunded liabilities owed by governments across the rest of the planet. These liabilities are increasing faster than the world's economies are growing. Even the International Monetary Fund acknowledges that, at some point, this massive debt total will wreak havoc with global finances and the values of paper currencies across the globe. I'm not saying that the world's financial system will collapse soon, though it could happen faster than anyone suspects. Now that you know the risk of a financial doomsday, shouldn't you start protecting your own wealth? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.